Now it's time for the Southern Cross with Kendall Hutt.
Hi, Kendall. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Amanda. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. So, what's happening in Pacific News this week?
Okay, so Pacifica Festival was on over the weekend and just celebrated an amazing 25 years over in Western Springs. They had about 60,000 people turn out reportedly from checking Radio New Zealand International this morning. lots of cultural things went on, of course, and lots of dancing, sort of group by from Kiribati as well, and lots of food stalls as well. They had about 30 businesses come over from the Pacific to sort of promote their products, sort of chocolate and coconut candy, things like that. And yeah, March is obviously Pacifica month, and a lot of community events have been taking place, and I went along to one last week at the Papatoa Library, and very interesting things, yes.
Yeah, cool. And then also today, the main kind of topic that we're going to be talking about is traditional female tattoos in Samoa.
Yeah, so that was related to the event I went to on Tuesday last week. And Samoan New Zealander Leota Alice Meredith gave a very lively and engaging talk on the tradition of the malu, which is the Samoan female tattoo. She had one done herself in the early 90s when she was in her 20s. It was sort of her first time being in Samoa in her 20s. She grew up in New Zealand, and the malu is a tattoo which is usually tattooed from the hip to just below the knee, and it involves lots of obviously Pacific patterns and stars. And it was a four hour ordeal for Leota, and she said she survived by listening to her Walkman. She don't think she quite wanted to listen to Radio Rima, so she was listening to Concert because her brother forgot her tapes and some batteries, so she was forced to listen to the radio. And yeah, it involves about three assistants to the master tattooist, and sort of involves wiping away and cleaning the blood. The first one is to pull the skin taut, and the third, she jokingly said, was to catch the ash from the master tattooist's cigarettes, which was really awesome. And yeah, a nice small very enthusiastic crowd, which was fantastic. And yeah, sort of about the spiritualness of it as well. Obviously, there's a lot of protocols involved, like certain times you're allowed to show your malu, and obviously it's changed with the times. So females are now allowed male tattoos and vice versa. So she kind of described it as pushing the boundaries, but, you know, did recognise that with something of such cultural significance, there are protocols. So very fascinating talk, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And so is that part of Pacifica Month, obviously, that talk?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was organised by the Papatoa Library for their regular tea and topic programme, which I believe takes place every month. Also at the library, and they wanted to obviously celebrate Pacifica themselves. So that was a really interesting seminar, as it were. Yeah,
for sure. So what were some of the other kind of talks happening, not just at the Pacifica Festival, but around for the month? Do you know?
So what I caught on Facebook was a bunch of kindergartners also went along to the Otahuhu Library to obviously experience Pacifica. So I think maybe some weaving and experience sort of the dancing and learn a bit more about the culture, because it's so important. You know, we have the largest Pacific population in New Zealand, in Auckland, and it's really nice that you know, if they have never been to the islands or haven't been there very often, that they can still experience their culture in New Zealand. And it's great that this festival goes on every year, and it's just, you know, grown from something small and gone, you know, climbed by tens of thousands of people and brought people in from overseas.
Yeah, absolutely. And did you also want to touch on the climate rally?
Yeah, so a climate rally took place in Taranaki in New Plymouth last week. It was organised by Greenpeace and a broad coalition of environmental organisations such as the 350 Aotearoa Climate Justice Taranaki. And it was a three-day rally, community sort of family event as well. So they had face painting and educational workshops and sort of how to protest via non-violent direct action. And the rally, so the blockade, took place on the Tuesday, and it lasted for about 5 hours, and I spoke to a couple of young protesters who went down to the rally, and they did recognise sort of the need to, for New Zealand to obviously pay more attention to climate change in the Pacific. They agreed that New Zealand has a responsibility to the Pacific, given that they are so close and that they are bearing the brunt of climate change at the moment. And I think it was a very successful rally, and I think it brought sort of climate change back into the media spotlight, you know, when it shouldn't have to be brought back. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the kind of media coverage I saw around it was that some of the protesters were being removed at the end, which is a shame, really. Like, not... like, that was the part that the media focused on, really.
Yeah, the mainstream media tends to focus on sort of the actual blockade, not sort of the reasons behind the blockade and what the government should be doing. They did focus a lot on the protests, and they didn't really blow it out of proportion, but I spoke to both of the young activists after the event, and they said it wasn't as dramatic as the media made out. Everyone obviously was very passive. It is non-violent direct action, so you just limply be carried away. And they said the police were really nice. They weren't obviously no one was aggressive. It was just a matter of, you know, linking arms, sitting down and blockading all of the entrances to that conference. And yeah, there was a blind man and a beautiful dog, and that got a lot of attention. So, yeah,
that's great. Of well, thank you so much, Kendall. Is there any other kind of topics you wanted to talk about today?
No, I think that's it for this week.
Perfect. So, I'll see you again next week.
Sure will.
For our Pacific News segment, The Southern Cross.
That was The Southern Cross.
That was indeed the Southern Cross with AUT Pacific Media Centre Director's Kendall Hutt. All the latest in Pacific news. After the break...